Hello everybody and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast. This is a podcast that is dedicated to helping you live your best life.
Welcome back everybody. Merry Christmas to all. We're bringing you our New Year goals. What are you?
I'm laughing at how much you're squeaking.
Oh no, don't take this coat off. It's really cold in the studio and I've got like a leather jacket on and it's squeaking on the leather chair that I'm sound.
It's like, it's winter, so it's like leather season. So like Grace is like, I think it's your leather skirt. And I'm like, no, it's your leather jacket. And we're just squeaking. Hopefully you just can't hear it.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can't hear it.
Because you sound like you need oiling. Like you sound like every time you move, you're squeaking.
It's so cold today. It's literally like 0 degrees.
It is.
It's beautiful, it's frosty, but it's cold as fuck.
It is, it's
so
chilly.
We're wearing coats. But anyway, this episode is all about goal setting, manifesting 2023 to be the best year you've ever fucking had, and how to set goals, how to vision board, and get you thinking big for the next year, get you hyped, get you motivated.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be like the motivational episode you all need. And I really feel like if you're listening to this and you're like, what should I do with my time? I reckon this is the perfect time to like even create your vision board and just put us on in the background and just listen to us inspire you and help you understand that like 2023 can be your best year yet. So I'm like envisioning you guys like getting your vision boards out or looking on Pinterest while we're in the background, get a hot drink, get the candles on and just being the vibes, you know?
Yeah. I'm feeling excited for 2023.
I am. I'm buzzing.
I feel like we're going in on a really strong footing.
I feel like we are. I think like this month, especially, I feel like we're like just in like such good routines and stuff.
Or like going to the gym. Sorry. Or like working hard.
Well, yeah. I just feel like we're like little... Well, not just working hard, but I just generally feel like I'm in a really good place.
Good for you.
You're having a hard time over there.
I am, my squeaky leather. I feel like really buzzing about 2023. Cause I felt this year's been great. At the start of the year, I didn't feel great, but I said this year's going to be a good year because I'm choosing for it to be a good year. And I feel like it was a good year. Lots of growth happened. And I feel like it's just like building on that in the next year. I'm very excited to step more outside of my comfort zone and build my dream life, you know? That's what we're doing every year. But always taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
Always growing, always challenging ourselves.
You know it. Yeah, so basically in this episode, we're going to go through some pointers and then we're also going to talk about setting your goals, vision boards, and then it also got some little promises that we want you guys to make to yourselves. But we'll explain more about that later, but I think it's a really sweet idea.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah.
What's also cute is that we've got little Santa hats pinned to the top of our microphones. So if you're watching on YouTube, isn't it so cute? We're getting festive. We were like, should we be wearing Santa hats? But I actually don't have one. Should we be wearing them for this audio podcast that everyone listens to and doesn't watch?
Yeah, maybe they'd help us get in the Christmassy vibe, but we've still got another episode.
Yeah, we've got one more episode to come out after this, and then we're going to have 1 week off at Christmas.
Give us 1 week off.
We'll add 1 week, guys. Just in between Christmas and New Year, because... maybe people would like a pod then. I don't know. I feel like it's all...
Yeah, but we'd also just like to have a break.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to be editing on like Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah.
Boxing Day.
We're going to not put one out in between Christmas and New Year because, to be honest, everyone doesn't even know their head from their arse at that time of year, Jeremy. You don't know what the fuck's going on. So
you have no idea what day it is.
Yeah.
You're eating leftovers.
I think we released episodes all through December last year and we put out some like really good guest ones and stuff like people didn't listen as much because it was like the time of year. So
yeah, that really weird in between
period. Yeah, so we're going on holiday. Well, not really. Well, yeah, we are.
We are.
We being festive, being crazy.
Okay, so some of you people listening now, you may be a big goal setter. Or you may not. Me and Grace are huge goal setters. We've done it for years and years and always love like vision boards. But yeah, I personally think if you enter a new year and you don't have any goals or any intentions wrote down or any vision board created, it is like not having a GPS location. That's what they call it, isn't it? Like not having a location to go to. Even if you're going to set some crazy high goals, I think you should go for it. Because you're like that quote people always say like, shoot for the moon, you'll like,
land among the stars. Love that.
It's so true. Like, you have to expand your mind. And I think the more you spend time expanding your mind, especially like around the new year, you've got that new year energy when everyone's ready to become the best versions of themselves. The more you kind of sit there and think, where do I want to be next year? Like, where do I want to expand my mind? What do I want to achieve? Once you get it wrote on the paper, you get it on your vision board, and it doesn't matter if it's crazy or if they're little goals, at least you have somewhere to go. At least you have some direction, you have some intention. I think just looking at like what your aims and goals are every single day is so motivating, because like as humans as well, we're like, we're designed to like grow, and we crave growth, don't we? And progress.
Yeah.
So if anything, it just excites you and it just gives you a sense of direction, which in general, I think is just so good for your mental health.
100%. I think if you don't have any kind of challenge, like you really do feel it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes like setting goals and always challenging yourself and always achieve, like aiming for something, can be a bit like put into that hustle culture chat, you know, of like people slandering it. But I heard Mel Robbins talking about this like a year ago on a podcast, and I really at that time resonated with it because I felt very stagnant at that point. And she was like explaining these kind of like symptoms that you'd feel like in your like mind and like your body. And she was like, it's just a sign, that feeling of stagnation, it's just a sign that you've stopped growing. And like, we have to keep growing. So it's so important to like set those goals so that you keep moving forward. And it's not about like, oh, you're not enough if you don't set your goals. Like, you are, but like, you actually need goals.
Yeah.
You need challenge for strong like mental health. You actually do.
Yeah. It's like the way the human body is wired, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we need the adversity. It's not like hustle culture.
No, yeah. And that book that I read last year, the beginning of the year, which was The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weiss, which is a really good book. If anyone wants to start their new year on a motivational vibe, get on that book. It's so good. But in that book, it said like our brains actually get better and stronger with adversity and challenge anyway. Like people always, it was called anti-fragile.
Oh, yeah.
Concept called anti-fragile. And it was, yeah, literally saying like, your brain literally becomes better brain when you put it through adversity and challenge. So like, set those goals, make them really big, and fucking go for it, guys, because you're going to become a better version of you if you do that.
Yeah, totally. And it's like with anything in life, like everything you consume, the energy that you take in every single day becomes your reality, like your environment and the people you're around. So like, even if you don't have friends that inspire you or family or anything, like just people around you that inspire you, like you can still inspire yourself and like set those goals and have it on your wall, and like you're gonna soak up whatever energy that is giving off. Do you know what I mean? Like, make that your normality. Like, look at those pictures every day. It doesn't even need to be like material things, like whether it's giving off an energy, or write down your goals and look at them every day and just get more familiar with the idea that like this can happen for you, even if maybe your reality isn't reflecting that. Like, this, well, 2023 can be the year that you just smash it out of the park and you just think, I am the creator of my own life. Like, what do I actually want to create? You are the cook.
Yeah.
Just get the ingredients.
Yeah. And how exciting is that? Like, whenever I make a vision board, I always just go for energy on it. Like, I don't really put really written specific things. I'm more like, maybe write that down on a list. But on a vision board, because it's visual, I'll put like quotes, pictures that evoke an energy of like what I want the year to be, and then always have that in front of me in my room. Like, I have it like on the side of like my drawers, so like I see it before I go to bed and like when I wake up, and when I'm getting ready I can see it right there. And I'm not just like non-stop absorbing that energy, and not everything on that board has come real. I need to make a new one, so make a new one for this year. But you are just putting out the vibration that like, that's normal. The what's on that board is like your reality, and it actually does come true. And the reason why it comes true is because it's in your subconscious and it's in your like reticular activating system. So you start to look for opportunities that reflect what's on that board that you want. So whether that's like a work goal, a relationship goal, a fitness goal, like your brain starting to like in the background without you even realizing, looking for it.
Yeah, totally. And I think the thing with that as well is like, when you're creating that vision board, like I mean I've seen your vision board, and it's like, it's so you, and it like You just got to make sure it makes you feel good, because that's only ever going to have a positive effect. If you're waking up every day, seeing this vision board, it resonates with you on a soul level. Like, what do you want out of life? Or like, what energy do you want to bring in? And then it's going to like get you vibed up and ready for the day. And it's like with vision boards as well, you can incorporate in that in with like meditations, whether you want to do like visualizations in the morning. Like, so many people can put their success down to visualizing, you know, in the morning, like just waking up and visualizing where they want to be in life. And like, your mind doesn't know what you're imagining and what's real, so it's like you're getting used to being there, it's becoming familiar, and then you are going to go and seek that out in everyday life, and like, that is how you manifest. So your vision board is not just for New Year and then you stick it up on your wall. Like, you can use it every single day, visualize with it, meditate with it, you can scribble things off when you get them, tick things off, that's satisfying. The holiday season can be very difficult for some people. You're in different environments, maybe you're going back to family, maybe you're experiencing new triggers that you haven't explored before, and you may feel like you need professional help to navigate this time. If you do resonate with that, then we have the perfect company for you. This podcast is sponsored by a company called BetterHelp, and BetterHelp are a professional online counselling service. So all you do is you go online and you fill in a questionnaire of what you feel like you need support for, and they are thousands of licensed therapists, and they can match you with your own therapist in just 2 days. This is all done through an app, so you basically go on the app on your phone or on your laptop, and you can do video calls, voice calls, or you can just simply send text messages. BetterHelp do have thousands of reviews online, so if you do want to go and check those out, you can head to betterhelp.com/reviews. Me and Grace have both used BetterHelp and have had really profound results. I was literally blown away with how powerful online therapy was and how much it helped me through a really specific time in my life. So if you are going through something at the moment and you're just really feeling like you need help, you need advice, then I really do recommend BetterHelp, because it is life-changing. BetterHelp are much more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they are also offering our listeners 10% off your first month of therapy. So if you do want to access this discount and start your own BetterHelp journey, you can head to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That is betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, and start your own therapy journey today.
Yeah, you want your vision board to excite you. That's so true. And how micro tips of like how I make vision board, because I think some people get a bit like, oh, how should I do it? Like, people do it in very different ways. I personally like to collect images and or make my own quotes and stuff from Pinterest and things like that. I've got a picture of me on my own vision board because it's my vision board. So it's like a picture of one of the pictures from me from like a podcast shoot or something, because it's just giving... it's giving powerful energy.
Yeah, I love that pic.
You can even put pictures of you on it, like you, where you, I don't know, where you feel really good or something.
Yeah, like empowered.
Yeah. And I think it's nice actually to have you on there, because it's connecting you to everything that's on there as well, like just having your face.
Yeah, they do say that, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, well, show when I made that, we called it a hero's board.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it that actually told us to do that? It was
I can't remember.
Oh, I think it was CB, was it? Yeah, I think it was Courtney Black.
Really?
So someone said it, yeah, that we were like really listening to at the time, and they said that when they were trying to achieve what they wanted to achieve, they went and got pictures of everyone they like were like really inspired by, like in their industry, put them all on a board. Or was it Melissa Wood Health? It was somebody we were obsessed with at the time. We were just like really tuning into them then. And yeah, they pulled the pictures out and then they put them in the middle. So then it's like it came familiar to them. They're looking at this vision board every day, and it's like it's just normal seeing their faces up there with all these inspiring people. So then we went and made one for the podcast.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
It's cute.
I would still put it up on the wall now, like it's still got such amazing people on it.
Yeah, it does.
And called it the hero board. But I think like there's something to do with putting your face in between everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just gets normal seeing it there.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe you can put a picture of you on your board this year. But I like to just go on Pinterest. And I don't like to like overthink it, because I think deep down you know like the vibe of the energy of what you want to attract and like create in the year. So I just like scroll and kind of like look at pictures that I'm like attracted to, you know, like, and because the pictures, like, they might not make sense to somebody else, but they have to make sense to you, and they've got to evoke a feeling in you. So I just try and like go with what I'm really drawn to. But I mean, they will like represent goals, like. There was like a car on my one from this year to represent like relearning how to drive and driving and getting a car and all that kind of stuff. Like, so, you know, there's like specific things like that, but there's also just like random shit, like some nice staircase in Paris or something. It's just giving bougie.
Yeah.
Because we always want bougie. So like, I like to get pictures, and I don't like to cut and stick them out. I have done that before, but it just takes quite a while. I prefer to collage it together, so you can do it on like Canva if you've got a Canva account, or you could do it on like, you could literally probably do it on PowerPoint or something, like just do it on your computer. You could even do it on your phone, probably like on an app. And then I just collage it together, put all the pictures on there, the quotes, the vibe, like the quotes I always put on there as well, or like words of what I want for the year. Like on mine from last year, it was, there was words on it like courage, gratitude, love, abundance. I can't remember what else. Like, so, you know, like...
Yeah, I love putting quotes on mine.
Yeah, and then there was like, don't, I put on there, don't let your fear decide your fate. Mm. And I see a certain life myself and I won't stop until I get it. That was one of them. And like, I see that every night. So I'm like, that is going right deep into my subconscious. And I honestly live my life by that rule all the time. Yeah. But yeah, so just, I like to collage it together. And then I'll use a website, like a printing website, like Snapfish or something. And I'll get it printed out A4 or A3 or whatever size you want, and then you don't have to do all the cut and sticking. It's quite a nice, neat way to do it. But some people do like to get a bit crafty, so you can like just get things from magazines, you can get those magazines and cut things out and put together a board like that. And then I know that Roxy Nafusi, who's like the queen of manifesting, and her new book actually, Manifest Dive Deep, is coming out in January, which is like the perfect time to read something like that. So I'm gonna be reading that in the new year. But obviously, like in the manifesting process, a massive part of it is doing vision boards and stuff. But for what she does, she says she does it every New Year's Eve, and she writes like literally like a mind map on a paper with different coloured pens, and then writes all her vision board goals on that, and then folds it up and puts it away. Whereas I'm the opposite. I like to have a pretty board and then have it out. So this thing, like, everyone works differently, and there isn't actually a right or wrong way. You just have to do the way that like excites you,
yeah,
and like makes you like feel buzzing and like, yes, let's go 2023.
Yeah, yeah. God knows what's gonna be on Roxy's next year. I feel like she's a little speedy manifester.
Yes, she is.
She's always like... manifested. But yeah, no. I'm like a bit of both. I love doing both. Basically, I love creating the visual one. But then I also did that last year, and you guys, if you're loyal listeners, you'll remember, because I'm sure I spoke about it in a few episodes actually at the start of the year, how instead of creating like a vision, well, I did do a vision board as well, but I never actually got it printed, but I think even just creating it was enough, like, because I see it on my computer anyway. But yeah, instead of like just creating a vision board, I wrote out 12 goals for the year, so like one a month. And yeah, I basically did it like Roxy just wrote it bold on horrible little lined paper with a little box on the end to tick it off. And I love doing that because it was just like, I suppose that is actually really different if you think about it to a vision board. I think vision board is more like, I'm manifesting this energy. This is what I want to bring in. This is what I want my life to look like. Whereas like that is more like actual goals. Like, I want to achieve this. So they can be really specific, and obviously... being specific can be really good, or it can be bad if you're harding yourself, because if you don't get something, you might be like, why haven't I got that? But for me, I absolutely love it, because I just think, if you don't know where you're aiming, like, I remember when I was writing them down in January, and I was like, not sure, like, as in, like, you know, when you're like, oh, it seems quite a lot, is that possible? But then like a part of you is like, no, you can do that, it's achievable, and then you do it. Like, almost all of them I've ticked off. There's like one that I haven't ticked off. And I know why I've not even done that. Like, it's more like a thing of, I've not even invited in on like time and space and energy. So yeah, but it's like, it's pretty incredible to look at it. And also like, I've just like highlighted them off. So like now I can just see it on my wardrobe. I mean, it doesn't look aesthetic, guys. So if you're a very clean aesthetic, I've got to say, just put it to the corner of your room, because that's what I've had to do. But it's so satisfying, like just seeing it there and thinking, God, like, I've actually put the energy in. I've made the steps every single day. And that, you can see it on the board, like, what you've done.
Yeah. There was, I think it was, like, James Smith or something said about, like, he did this, I can't remember what it was, but did some course or something, like, with his, when he was building his PT career, and he had to, someone, or, like, he was working at a gym or something, where basically they made him get a whiteboard and write goals on it and stick it on his wall. And he said it was like so powerful, and all of them, he made all of them come true, because you're like constantly being reminded of it.
Yeah,
so it doesn't need to be this pretty board, doesn't need to be this perfect list, like just scribbles on a page. It's just getting it out of your head and onto paper into the real world and in your eye line of a constant reminder. Like, you will be surprised at how much you'll make something happen when you're like always see it.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't mean that like every single day you've got to work on all 12 of those goals, because obviously you would literally die. But it's like, it's whether it gets to like, I don't know, 6 o'clock and you've had a bit of a weird day, but then you look at your board and you're like, oh my God, those things are really important to me. Like, they're the reason I get out of bed. So like, what can I actually work on? What can I do? Even if it's just 5 minutes of work, like, what can I do to just get me a little bit closer? And you might tick off that goal on the 11th month of the year, but like, at least you're ticking it off and you're not, because it's so easy to like just forget that you wanted to do something, isn't it? Like, if we set our goals now just randomly and then we never wrote them down, didn't do vision boards or anything, I would not be able to tell you what they were. Like, a few months I'd be like, what even were they? So it's like, it's so important to write them down.
Mm-hmm. So this psychological concept, I don't know if that's what you'd call it, would you call it concept, theory? It's not theory, it is a thing. Anyway, it's this thing that we all do in our minds that I think is really important to remind yourself of, especially when you're going to set goals and kind of like anticipating how much change and growth you can actually make happen, and like not to downplay your potential. And it's called, I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's major. And it's called the end of history illusion. And it's basically where the human brain can't perceive how much change is going to happen in the future, so it thinks history is ending now. Where I am right now, I'm not really going to change that much in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years. I'll probably be the same kind of person, mainly I just will be a little bit older. Like, it doesn't think you're going to change that much. And but then if you ask yourself, where was I 10 years ago, where was I 5 years ago, where was I even a year ago, you were in a very, very different place. And it's quite like mind-blowing to think about how much change has actually happened during that time period. And that's what you have to remind yourself of, because right now it's not the end of history. So you need to remind yourself that actually in a year, 5 years, 10 years, you're going to go through, again, massive change and growth.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's this weird thing, this weird illusion that our brains do where we can't comprehend that. So then I think when it comes to goal setting, it makes you set smaller goals because you start to think, I'm not really going to change that much. But if you remind yourself of this and then like put it into context, like ask yourself, where was I a year ago? And remind yourself, you're probably in a very different situation and you've probably grown and come a long way. Even if it was in like a difficult situation that you were in a year ago, you probably still now can see the light from it and see the growth that's happened from it.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you look back a year now and think, oh, where I was a year ago, I was actually doing better than I am now. Like, I've got lazier or something like that. This is your year to like rewrite that new history. And like, you know, so that in a year's time, you can look back and be like, wow, look how much I changed last year. I'm going to make some serious goals for this next year, because look at me, no ending of history here.
Yeah. I think that thing as well, is so interesting, but I think it's probably more, I feel like people probably feel that a lot in their 20s, because I don't know about you, but I think that you grow up and you go through like your teenagers, and then you think that you like get to an adult and then you kind of like stop developing. And I think a lot of people, I think that, but like, I have thought that in the past. I don't actually really have that belief myself. I always think when I learn new things, I'm like, what the fuck? Where am I going to be in like 5 years? Like, it blows my mind. Like, especially like when you're doing like work on yourself, you know, like, or you're like healing your wounds and stuff and you're learning new things and you think, well, you're only like, I'm 26 next month. That's actually so young. Like, as in like, what will you be like when you're 40? But I think to have that mindset, you have to always remind yourself that you're always going to learn and grow. Like, basically what you're saying. But I think a lot of people can think you get to an adult and then you like, you're just an adult and you're developed and that's you.
Yeah.
But then as well, you get to like an adult and everyone's like, am I an adult now? They're like,
I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Yeah.
And you used to look at people that were like older and be like, oh God, they're just adults, like with their life figured out. And you actually realize no one has it figured out.
Yeah.
They're just completely winging it. But yeah, I think if you always remind yourself that every single year, like, you change and grow so much, it makes you so excited because you're like, oh my God, like, where could I be in like 10 years? Or it just makes me so excited to even like have kids and stuff, because I'm like, I just feel like from me now to me having kids, like, I'm going to be a completely different person.
Mm.
So it just makes me excited.
Are you feeling maternal?
No, not right now, because I've just said the gap is really big. Well, no, I've always felt maternal. That's always in me anyway. But I'm not broody, if that's
Broody, yeah, that's what I mean. Broody.
No, I'm not broody. But never say never.
Yeah, maybe you'll have a sprog next year.
Yeah, maybe next year we sat here with a big bump and put a little Christmas Santa hat on the bump. We're laughing now, you literally don't know. I said to you, I've got my predictions. Maybe I should start doing that.
What?
Write down psychic predictions for 2023.
Were you predicting you're going to be pregnant?
No, well, I was saying to you before saying that, I feel like you're going to have a boyfriend next year.
Oh my God, guys, I'm going to have a boyfriend next year.
Because Abby said so.
Oh my God.
And Abby knows everything. No, I just feel you are. Not that you need one or anything. I just honestly feel you are. I need one to be a
whole person. I'm not enough on my own. No, joking.
So yeah. You just wait, guys, because I'm going to wait for that moment next year.
Yeah, and then do you know what we'll do? Yeah, no, but then what if imagine it doesn't. We clip this up, duet the video, stitch it to whatever. Another year. I'm joking. Well, who knows?
It's maybe in the universe's hands. Like, you never know. But I think I might do that, actually, write down some predictions.
Yeah, because you're like psychic. That's what you've been working on this year, developing.
Well, yeah. But obviously, everyone has it. But yeah, it's just whether you try and develop it. But yeah, no, I do definitely feel like more psychic. And just kind of like owning that as well without sounding like a freak.
Yeah. What are you psychic predicting for the Find Your Feet community? Can you predict a collective?
I feel like I need to tune into it.
Yeah.
But I'm predicting like a massive year for Finding Your Feet though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've been grafting on the pod for years and we love it so much. And like you guys listening on the other ends right now, you are the reason we do this every week. Like it's so rewarding. It's so amazing. But we've also put so much work into it. And I really just feel like next year is going to be the kind of year we kind of, what's it called? Reap the benefits.
Reap the seeds or whatever. Yeah.
And it just really grows into what it was always meant to be.
Yes. The number one podcast in the world.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. But no, maybe we should write down some predictions.
Yeah, no.
So we've got the goals, we've got the promises, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
We've got the vision board and the vision boards. There's a lot going on, guys. Let's get our ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Ready for the year. Are you psychic predicting anything else? What about for yourself? I'm becoming a millionaire in February.
I feel like psychic predicting for yourself. I suppose that's just like goal setting though.
Yeah, true.
Unless you're like, I psychically predict that something bad is going
to
happen.
We're all psychically predicting our 2023 to be the best year ever.
Yeah, basically.
I think the most important thing, guys, for us all to be doing, me and Abby included, is that we need to be thinking big.
Yeah.
For 2023, okay? Let's remember the end of history illusion. Let's remember how powerful we are. Let's remember how powerful all these tools and techniques are. And let's remember how powerful we are inside that burning flame of desire for the life that we want to have. The joy, the abundance, the love, the success, the happiness and the gratitude that we want to be feeling in 2023 is so possible. We have control. Let's control the controllables. Let's take action, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get your fucking ass up and work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you decide completely next year.
Yeah.
You decide everything. Everything is energy. And you literally just need to sit there, decide, set your intentions, think big, bigger than ever. You know, sometimes we're like, oh, think big, or maybe be realistic. I think this year we're saying, fuck the rules. Think big. Big. I want you to really, really think big. Expand your mind. Because honest to God, like, we're not in this lifetime for the longest time. So, like, why not?
Yeah.
You might as well just go for it. What have you got to lose? You've got nothing to lose. Like, literally just go for it. Write those big goals down.
Yeah. And if you don't hit the goal in the year, you either look at it and say, why didn't I hit it? It was because either, one, I didn't give the energy and time and space to it, like you were saying before. Or two, it's just still being built and that's fine. It rolls into the next year.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to get a broken heart over an unachieved goal, are you?
No, never.
It's not a failure. Like, it's either a moment of reflection to realise that you have not been putting in what you need to put in. I mean, I wrote down one thing that I was meant to do this year and I didn't fucking do it.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Because I just could put, like, no F into it, really.
Yeah, well, that was the same as me, kind of. for very different goals, but
yeah, no, it's a work in progress, that goal. It's happening more next year, but like, and just all the time. It's like, you know what it is? It's the goals well that you're most scared of. You avoid them the most. But what you avoid the most is what you're meant to do the most, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, always trust. I'm just being the biggest contradiction here ever. At the same time, trust your journey, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because sometimes, that's what I mean, like, there's no broken hearts over an unaccomplished goal because it rolls into the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these goals are like big life things, do you know what I mean? Like, they might not actually happen in 12 months, but you got to put in the steps.
Yeah, yeah, and it just takes some chipping away sometimes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, building into the person that, like, you're meant to be in, like, with whatever goal it is. Sometimes it's not overnight or 1 year.
No.
It takes a while. Okay, guys, just to finish, we thought it'd be really nice if you could all set 2 promises for yourself for next year, because I think the word promise is really sweet and subtle, and it's like, goals are very masculine.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good energy to be in the new year, which we love a bit of that. But just put your goals and the masculine energy aside for a minute. And I think these promises should really come from your heart and just really be like, how do I want to show up for myself next year?
Like your higher self. These promises come from your higher self. Like they want what's best for you.
Yeah, I just felt a bit sad when I was saying that. I don't know why. Oh. I just think it's just really deep.
Oh, I thought you were wanting to cough. So I was like, I'll start talking. I think she wants to cough.
No, I looked at you and said, why is that making me sad?
Why is it making you sad?
No, not like sad as in, I think it's just like emotional. Yeah. Like as in like...
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, like...
It is emotional.
Yeah.
And we love being emotional.
We do. So funny. No, that's what I mean. I just think these promises, you should really go into your heart. Because as well, if you have these promises and you stick to them for next year, then, like we said, it really, really doesn't matter what goals you achieve or don't achieve, because I think these promises should, like, override what you want for your life next year.
Mm. So what's yours?
I'm going to really... Because we literally just thought of this before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really think about it over the next few weeks until New Year. But one of them would be to continue to journey into vulnerability, whether that's in friendships, relationships, family, and also in business and in the podcast. Because I think vulnerability really is just the key to like being in your truth and just like touching people's hearts and like making connection. A difference.
Yeah.
True connection comes from vulnerability, and it's the thing that I feel as a society we're kind of most scared of. And it's like, oh, you're vulnerable, you feel weak or you feel exposed. But I really just feel like the key to life is being able to step into that vulnerability, because you allow other people to as well.
100%.
And to heal and just be real and just feel in the world. So that's one of mine, is to, I promise myself to be more vulnerable. Mm. And the other one I'm still thinking, I feel like at the start you said something about adversity and I was like, maybe, but I don't know, is that like a bad, I don't know why the wish always keeps coming to my head. I'm like, is that a bad wish? To like welcome in more adversity in the sense of, not like, I
don't
promise.
Want any of that in business, please. No manifesting adversity, no, please. For me.
Never see. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like maybe at the start of this year, I was kind of a bit like, you're like, oh, don't really want pain in life. Mm. Oh, don't really want to feel scared and stuff. And it's like, it's literally what we said in the last episode. It's literally the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to feel love and connection is through knowing pain and heartache. So I feel like through the next year, like, I don't have a clue what next year is going to look like, but I just want to kind of like drop the fear a bit and just like welcome in whatever's going to come, whether it's going to be hardship or anything. Like, everything that I'm going to come up against is going to help me grow, whether it's uncomfortable or not. So it's like, just to not fear life and just be like more open and expanded and just be like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Wow. Love that shit, man.
Yeah, you're like, powerful. You know what Khloe Kardashian said? She says it all the time, let go and let God. And I actually keep thinking of it all the time.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever heard her say that.
Yeah. She's like, let go and let God.
Let go and let God. Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that, I love that.
Yeah.
Powerful. So, like, you were just going into this year knowing that you're strong and that you can handle.
Yeah, exactly. Handle like, anything we can that do might. Hard things.
We can do hard things. We can. We can all do hard things. Yeah. We got this, guys.
We have. Yeah, because it's the only way you're going to grow. Could easily say, I wish For no hard feeling. Obviously, you don't really want pain, but you could wish for that. But then it's like, would you even grow if you were like that?
Yeah.
Next year, if you didn't come up against anything, then you'd be in the same place you was. You'd just be the same person. There's no point.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think that the more that you face adversity and challenges and rejections and things not really going the way you want, the more you actually build the resilience to step further towards what you want, because you're like, okay, I took a step, I got shot, but I got back up, so I'll take three steps because I survived the last one. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I actually think, yeah, sometimes having that kind of mindset means that you can actually end up walking closer to the truth of what you want.
Yeah.
You know? What did you mean when you said vulnerability in business? How would one be vulnerable in business?
Well, I meant more just business, curious. Like, related to the podcast, I think.
Oh, okay. Sharing stuff.
Yeah, but even if you were being vulnerable in business, I think
that's, like, doing things that scare you.
Yeah, doing things that scare you, getting out of your comfort zone, having uncomfortable conversations that maybe you might have avoided that might save you years of...
Yes. Thing.
Or even if it's in a job, you know, like what I was saying the other day, how like so many people want a pay rise. They don't ask for the pay rise. They leave the job and it's like, you could have just asked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but it's like we avoid those uncomfortable conversations. We're just terrified of being vulnerable. So yeah, I suppose that in business.
Powerful. Love that.
Yeah. What do you think yours are? What do you promise yourself?
Oh my God. Oh my God. So I promise myself. I promise myself. No, mine came to me straight away as soon as you said this idea. No, I promise. I feel like I'm doing wedding vows with you. To take you in sickness and health. No, I promise myself this year that in times when I like feel like an imposter syndrome, you know, that imposter syndrome, or like I feel like I can't go for that, or that's too good for me, or even though I want it, that I get scared to go up and meet that vibration and really step outside my comfort zone, even though that's what I want. In those moments when my brain might try and talk me out of it, or like, I promise to choose the other way.
Yes, love that.
Yeah,
I thought we could all do with that.
Yeah, and I think that's a powerful promise. I think it's going to make some powerful things happen for me next year.
100%.
Because there's so many moments when you're like, you know, I don't know, doing whatever you're doing in life, trying to make things happen, being bold, putting yourself out there, whatever it is that you come up with those thoughts. But if you promise yourself that you were going to do something else, you're not going to do that.
Exactly.
And that could actually be very life-changing for you.
I think so. And in those tiny little moments for both, like, you can, like, say you come up against something, you can just say, no, I promise myself this.
Yeah.
On the Finding Your Feet podcast.
Exactly.
And just remind yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a little affirmation.
Yeah.
So what's your other one?
I don't know. My other thing that I promised myself is to put more effort into, like, the relationship side of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't. As in, like, I do with friends and you and all that, but like, and family, but like, I really don't put in any effort into like dating, meeting anyone new. I'm really bad at it. Very bad. I'm like a big avoider of that and a hesitator, as I learned in the book that we were discussing on the episode Dating Blind Spots. Is this why you're single? Go and listen to it. But so yeah, I promise to stop avoiding that part of my life and filling my life up with work and friends and achieving shit and being successful, to avoid that bit of my life. Because if I'm doing well in everything else, then that's fine. You know?
No, I love the honesty. I do.
Ugh. keeping it real, guys. Yeah. I'm keeping it real with you. Everyone keep my promise a secret, though, please, guys. Let's not go tell anyone.
No, I love it. It's so keeping it real.
And no, but you do. I think you do have to get to a point in your life where you're like, right, come on now. Like, stop being silly.
Yeah.
With anything, if you want something, you've got to put in effort. And I just never put effort into that part of my life. I'll be completely honest. Other than listening to pods or reading a book to learn shit about it, I don't take any action.
Yeah. And I think just even affirming that and saying it out loud, though.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
I'm scared. Please don't tell anyone, guys. This is a secret.
This is not broadcasted to the whole world.
Yeah, I promise I'm just not going to be a closed little book.
But that is all for now, guys. I hope you are feeling really revved up. I'm feeling revved up when we just speak in the episode.
And you're feeling inspired to be honest about your promises.
Yeah.
What are you going to promise to yourselves?
Yeah, definitely. Go and write down those promises.
And broadcast it to the internet.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really, really excited. I know you are too, for 2023. I'm really excited for every single one of you listening. I'm blessing you right now.
Sending you good vibrations.
Yeah, sending you all the good energy. I'm so excited for Finding Your Feet. I'm just so excited to be alive, to just be in the world. Like, what a blessing it is to wake up every single day.
That is the fucking truth, and we don't remind ourselves of that enough.
So many people took their last breath today. Not to suddenly turn it dark. But I always think this. Like, so many people took their last breath today that would have literally killed to be here for another day, another week with their family, with their loved ones. And, like, you get to wake up every single day and take another breath and be in this world and, like, what a blessing.
The truth, man, truth.
So let's make 2023 the best year yet.
Let's go, guys. But we'll be back next week for the final episode before the end of the year. Then we're going to have a 1 week break between Christmas and New Year. So we will see you next week. Mm-hmm. If you don't listen next week, shame on you, because we're trying to hit a download goal by the end of the year. So please, everyone, please can you help us, guys? It's actually serious. Like,
I saw the panic in your face.
No, like, I'm just thinking this is a great opportunity. I want to tell everyone, right, we are so close to a serious download milestone. Mm-hmm. And it would just be so sick to finish it, to smash it by the end of the year. So basically what you need you to do right now is send this pod to your friends, send it to someone who would love to listen to it, spread the energy, spread the good vibrations, spread the downloads, go and start streaming loads of the episodes.
Yeah, go and listen to them all.
And even just play them. If you've already listened, just turn it down, you know, just let's get those numbers up, because we're so close to this huge, huge, huge goal and we're so excited. But anyway, thank you everyone for being here, regardless of whether you do that or not. If you would like to stay up to date with us outside of the pod, come and follow us on social media at Find Your Feet Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. We're back on the gram, so active on there, rebranded, started posting in all the time. Loving being back on Instagram, because actually there's so much of our OG community on there and I love talking to you all. So come and follow us on there and on TikTok as well. Love TikTok. Love going viral on TikTok.
Yes, we do. But that is all for now. We love you guys and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.